let me see if I can get to it here. Yeah, there we go. So it's on this show. Over here. So here's the thing. Did you listen to Fatty's show last week? The 1095.
Wait, do I listen to Fatty's show?
Did you listen to Big Fatty 1095?
I have not gotten to that episode yet. Right. Sorry.
Let me just scan through it here and get to the.
We've talked about before with my tinnitus. I actually listened to.
Yeah, so he used a clip of Live It Up up front. That's
okay.
What kind of threw me here, but that's not the reason that I wanted to play it. Let's see if I can find it here.
I believe you were talking about.
Here's the fat one, and this is episode 1095.
Wait, say who what?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I have not gotten to that episode yet.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode Le Mofo of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of April, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. I'm gonna tell you about Wicked Big Fatty. You tell us about Wicked every day. Hello, greenies. Big Fatty, I got it. I wonder if they understood what a greenie is. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. I gotta tell you, Thursday was not a good day for Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty, you are just in a stitch. Y'all, let me just back up to Wednesday night. Larry Klein and I went to see Wicked, and I'll give you my theater review of that in just a moment. But, y'all, anyway, We went out, I started recording the little show for Thursday, and y'all then had to stop in the middle of it, and so it was very late getting posted on Wednesday night, and y'all, I know that puts some people into a tizzy that like to listen early, and you know who you am. Yes, Big Fatty, they know who they am. And so y'all went out, and we had supper at the Jim and Nick's barbecue, and y'all, I had a garden salad with some smoked barbecue turkey on it. Y'all, it was delicious, but y'all, it was so noisy in that restaurant, and it was jam-packed in the parking lot, but y'all, there were plenty of tables available. We didn't have to wait, but y'all, the waitress, it was her first night. Y'all, she screwed up a couple of things, but you know, it didn't matter to us because we were fine. And y'all, then we went to the Upchuck Performing Arts Center. Y'all, then we parked kind of on the back side of the Performing Arts Center. There was a hockey game going on, and I know that Seder 69 is touching himself inappropriately now. But but y'all, it was probably a 5 or 6 minute walk around to the front doors of the Performing Arts Center, and y'all then got there and got to our seats and reading the program a little bit and everything, and y'all then the show began, and at intermission. Big Fatty needed to run TT. Big Fatty, you don't have to tell us everything. But y'all, I'm telling you, you know, the line for the ladies' room is always out the door and around the corner. Well, y'all, the line for the men's room was out the door and around the corner. Y'all, it was a wicked line to pee. Big Fatty, that's a poor, poor joke. And y'all, I tweeted that last night. Yes, Big Fatty, we saw it. Y'all, then the second half of the show, and then we had that walk back to the car, and y'all, it had begun to spit rain a little bit, and y'all, the show ran about 3 hours with a 15-minute intermission, and then I dropped Larry Klein off at his house, And y'all, I got home and I finished recording the little show and posted it about 11:30 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, that's very late for you. And then I had the songs stuck in my head. Big Fatty, was there one in particular that was stuck in your head? There was, y'all. And y'all, since Big Fatty, just play the song. We know you want to play a song. So y'all, here we go. Yes.
I'm limited. Just look at me. I'm limited, and just look at you, you can do all I couldn't do, Linda. So now it's up to you, for both of us, now it's up to people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn, and we are led to those who help us most grow if we let them, and we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. Like a comet pulled from orbit as it passes a sun, like a stream that meets a boulder halfway through the wood. Who can say if I've been changed for the better, but because I knew you, I have been changed for good. It well may be that we will never meet again. Say before we part, so much of me is made of what I learned from you. You'll be with me like a handprint on my heart. And now whatever way our stories end, I know you have rewritten mine by being my friend. Like a ship blown from its mooring by a wind off the sea, like a sea dropped by a sky bird in a distant world. Who can say if I've been changed for the better? But because I knew you, because I knew you, I have been changed for good. And just to clear the air, I ask forgiveness for the things I've done you blame me for. But then I guess we know there's blame to share, and none of it seems to matter anymore. I knew you because I
Gussie, y'all. I love that song. And y'all, I gotta tell you, that song may be played by Big Fatty on show 3000, y'all. And it's a while to go still, but y'all, that may be one of the songs that I play on that show. I already know what the last thing I'm gonna do on that show, y'all. You know that is the final show number 3000. Big Fatty, please don't bring it down. This is Friday, best day of the week. Shalom alokay. And it really kind of touches Big Fatty. Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about you being touched. But y'all, it's It kind of applies to what you do for Big Fatty, because, y'all, I think Big Fatty's been changed for the better because of each of you. Big Fatty, you're just a sweet, sweet fat ass. So, anyway, but y'all, anyway, so I had that song stuck in my head, and, you know, I'm trying to go to sleep. Y'all, I didn't get to sleep till around 2 a.m. in the morning. And then I was tossing and turning, and y'all, then at 4:50 a.m. in the morning, the phone rings. Big Fatty, we don't like it when it rings at 4:50 in the morning. It's true, but I was expecting it because Larry Klein, and a friend of his, they were going to New York City. New York City? Y'all, they're going up there for the weekend to see some little shows. And so, y'all, I was driving them to the Aereo Puerto. Now, y'all, I got to say that when I was asleep, I was not sleeping very well because, y'all, I think I just overdid it with all that walking and everything. And, y'all, this does not bode well for the upcoming good days because, y'all, there'll be a lot more walking. But hopefully, things are going to get better. And, anyway, my back was just bothering me as I was coming back to the Fat Cave. And, y'all, so I sent an e-letter to the office saying, you know, I did not sleep well and my back's bothering me. I think I'm just going to come in late. Well, y'all, I sent that e-letter, and then I rolled over around, about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, I went back to sleep. I didn't wake up until almost 11 a.m. in the morning. And, y'all, my back was still bothering me. And I said, well, let me just see if it'll be better once I start moving around and all. Well, y'all, it didn't get any better. So I had my Brufkas and my coffee and all, and y'all, then I sent them an e-letter saying, I think I just overdid it on Wednesday, and so I'm just going to rest up on Thursday. So y'all, I didn't go into the coal mine on Thursday, but I've been trying to recuperate in the Fat Cave. Let me give you my impressions of the Wicked. Yes, Big Freddy, that'll be just lovely.
What is it that we're living for? Applause, applause.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, nobody else does a theater segment on their little show. So, y'all, this is brand new. Brand new for any show out there. Nobody else does it. But, y'all, I had kind of an idea of what Wicked was about. But, y'all, after seeing it, I really didn't have any idea what it was about. Because, y'all, it was unbelievable. It really was unbelievable. I'm just going to go over here to the wiki and read you a couple of things. Y'all, this is a really long-running musical, it is based on the Gregory Maguire novel Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West, which came out in 1995, and the parallel novel of the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz by L. Frank Baum. Y'all, the musical is told from the perspective of the witches of the Land of Oz, Elphaba, the misunderstood girl with the emerald green skin, and Glinda, later Glinda, The beautiful, ambitious, and popular blonde, Wicked tells the story in which these two unlikely friends grow to become the Wicked Witch of the West and the Good Witch of the North, while struggling through the opposing personalities and viewpoints, rivalry over the same love interest, reactions to the wizard's corrupt government, and ultimately Elphaba's public fall from grace. The plot begins and continues after Dorothy's arrival. Dorothy! From Kansas, and includes references to locations, events, and characters and situations from both the 1939 film and Baum's novel. Now, y'all, I gotta say, it was actually an amazing show. But, y'all, you know, live theater is an amazing thing to watch. And, y'all, the traveling show had an amazing set. And the actresses and performers were just wonderful. And, y'all, it's a grand show. I know many people have already seen it, and so Big Fatty's probably a little late to the Big Fatty, what are you late to the theater? Yes, about this. But y'all, if you haven't seen it, I highly encourage it. There are several memorable songs. There are several forgettable songs, but y'all, it tells you there's such a twist to it. That I will just say this, if you've only seen The Wizard of Oz and only know that part of this story, everything from The Wizard of Oz that you think is good isn't. And everything from The Wizard of Oz that you thought was bad isn't. Y'all, it's an amazing role reversal. And y'all, I'm not sure, but I believe I had heard somewhere that it may become a movie also. But y'all, anyway, it was just lovely, and y'all, there was lots of deliciousness in the audience too. And y'all, the flying monkeys, they almost didn't have the pants on. Big Fatty, that made you want to clap, right? Y'all, I did go over to the iTunes on Thursday, and y'all, I bought the soundtrack to it. And y'all, I have the book of Wicked. I believe my youngest daughter Nessa may have sent that to me, or somebody sent it to me. But anyway, y'all, it was on my Amazon wish list. And y'all, I've got the Son of a Witch book and the Cowardly Lion book also. But y'all, I see now that there's a fourth book. I think it's Escape from Oz or something. Oh, dang, I see. Something like that. But y'all, I'm going to add that to the Amazon wish list. Also, Big Fatty, you're always in it for yourself. You're a whore. You're a gift-at whore. Y'all, speaking of gift-ats, I got an e-letter from Trucker Alex on Tuesday. Y'all, he's gotten my Crema gift into the mail to me. So, y'all, I can't wait to see what that is. Y'all, later on tonight, we're having the Black Out Horror Club Lockup over at the... So, y'all, that should be interesting. Y'all, there was a little cutie out at Wicked that's going to be there. And, y'all, I tell you what, I can't wait to tell you about that one.
I have not gotten to that episode yet.
Well, no, you hadn't gotten to it because I hadn't told you about it yet.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.